What do you think is the reason for this?
Unfortunately, it has all come down to the Epstein files.
Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene is continuing her, oh shit, I fucked up and was way too radical tour, which is a pretty transparent move to the center that is likely going to be a pretext for a Senate run or maybe a governor run in the state of Georgia. This is all a political calculation from Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'd say 90% political calculation, maybe 10% of, wait a minute, Donald Trump is actually a wild person. But I want to show you a few clips of Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about her beef with Donald Trump that has been ongoing for the past, honestly, for the past few months. But over the past 48 hours, Donald Trump has been disowning, withdrawing his endorsement, and making fun of Marjorie Taylor Greene. And she came back and said, I can't believe rich, powerful men are protecting rich, powerful men. Oh, honey. You have allowed this structure to be perpetuated throughout your entire career in politics, and you're on maybe week two of your tour, realizing how bad things have gotten. So, before we even jump into this clip of Marjorie talking about Donald Trump and Epstein, let's go into the most viral clip of Marjorie Taylor Greene straight up apologizing for taking place in, quote, toxic politics. She's essentially apologizing for allowing the political atmosphere to get to this point. I'll let you know what I feel after this clip. I'll let you know how I feel after we watch this.
You posted on X that President Trump is, with his comments, fueling a, quote, hotbed of threats against you. Obviously, any threats to your safety are completely unacceptable. But we have seen these kinds of attacks or criticism from the president at other people. It's not new. And with respect, I haven't heard you speak out about it until it was directed at you.
Dana, I think that's fair criticism, and I would like to say humbly, I'm sorry for taking part in the toxic politics. It's very bad for our country, it's been something I've thought about a lot, especially since Charlie Kirk was assassinated, is that I'm only responsible for myself and my own words and actions, and I am committed, and I've been working on this a lot lately, to put down the knives in politics. I really just want to see people be kind to one another, and we need to figure out a new path forward that is focused on the American people, because as Americans, no matter what side of the aisle we're on, we have far more in common than we have differences. Yeah. And we need to be able to respect each other with our disagreements.
I think that apology is only fair insofar as her action over the next few months or years follows. That apology on its face is not enough to erase the years, maybe decade at this point, of Marjorie Taylor Greene muddying the waters, playing defense for Trump, and cheering Trump on as he uses the most radical rhetoric of any president in American history. Marjorie Taylor Greene was literally his biggest cheerleader as he attacked Nancy Pelosi, Paul Pelosi, as he attacked, I don't know, James Comey, people that I'm not even fans of, but that you shouldn't attack in this manner. Over the past decade, we have seen this major inflammation of American politics, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, in order for her apology to ring true, is going to have to act different or continue to act in this manner. Here's the thing. If Marjorie can be a thought leader within the Republican Party, I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but for real, if she can be a thought leader within the Republican Party that tries to tone down the politics, then that actually fits with the framework that we've been talking about on the show. Democrats should only tone things down. We should only tone things down when Donald Trump does first. Donald Trump is the one who is the leader of the free world, who has led the way with insane nicknames, insane inflammatory epithets directed at people personally throughout his entire career in politics. And now when Newsom tries to match that energy, they're like, holy shit, you need to tone... No. We only tone things down when they do. Well, Marjorie, if she can continue this energy, then that's good for the right. It's good for the right to tone things down. But sorry if I'm a little bit skeptical, just based off of one apology. Here is Marjorie Taylor Greene calling it like it is and saying the Epstein files are the reason Trump is acting so odd. By the way, make sure you drop a like. Double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Atomocracy.
The president says he's withdrawing support for you, encouraging primary challengers. You were one of his biggest supporters. What do you think happened here?
Well, Dana, thank you for having me on, and that is true. I stood with President Trump when virtually no one else did. Campaigned all over the country, spent millions of my own dollars helping him get elected, and I think that's incredibly important. And I do support him and his administration, and I support them in delivering the campaign promises we made to the American people. His remarks, of course, have been hurtful. However, I have something in my heart that I think is incredibly important for our country, and that is to end the toxic fighting in politics. And this has been going on for years, and it has divided our country, split up friends and families, neighbors, and it's not solving our problems. The most hurtful thing he said, which is absolutely untrue, is he called me a traitor, and that is so extremely wrong. And those are the types of words used that can radicalize people against me and put my life in danger.
What do you think happened? What do you think is the reason for this?
Unfortunately, it has all come down to the Epstein files, and that is shocking. And, you know, I stand with these women. I stand with rape victims. I stand with children who are in terrible sex abuse situations, and I stand with survivors of trafficking and those that are trapped in sex trafficking. And I will not apologize for that. I believe the country deserves transparency in these files. And I don't believe that rich, powerful people should be protected if they have done anything wrong. And so I'm standing with the women, and I will continue to do my small part to get the files released.
This is going to fundamentally fracture the Republican base. There has already, of course, been multiple fractures. People who are trying to moderate the Mike Pence types versus the Donald Trump types. There is the Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes types versus the Ben Shapiro types. We've been covering these fractures. But when Marjorie Taylor Greene is so openly splitting with the president and saying that it's because of the Epstein files, and then Trump, like a kid in timeout or like a rat caught in a corner, is thrashing out at both Thomas Massey, Thomas Massey's dead wife, Thomas Massey's new wife, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and just about everybody else who's trying to reel him in, then it does not look too good for him. In this clip, Marjorie Taylor Greene continues to talk about how she's disagreeing with President Trump more and more lately, and like, just to be 100% honest, this is a political calculation from Marjorie Taylor Greene. Even if she does believe this, even if she does believe that Donald Trump is crazy, that means she's believed it for a while, and this is still a political calculation where she is moving to the center to separate herself from a sinking ship, to separate herself from the crazy radical MAGA base. There are rumors that Marjorie Taylor Greene would like to seek higher office in the state of Georgia. We know that she wants to run for Senate, but even for the governor of Georgia, in order to do that, you have to moderate slightly and separate from the damn most unpopular administration in American history, right? So this is partially a political calculation. That's not me giving Marjorie credit. I'm just telling it like it is. But even if this is the political calculation that I think it is, she's still going to be splintering the MAGA fan base and hurting Trump's popularity by saying,
and I can disagree with the president at times, especially particularly this past Monday on the Marines' 250th anniversary, when he honored the new Syrian president, who is an Al-Qaeda terrorist and was wanted by our government for years with a $10 million bounty up until March of this year. I very much am against that. I think that was very hurtful to the great men and women who served over in the Middle East and were sent there, and many of them that were killed and injured and live with PTSD to this day from fighting Al-Qaeda. So there's things I disagree with, and I am allowed to do so.
Yep. Well, not with the MAGA fan base, you're not allowed to do so. Here is Marjorie Taylor Greene now separating with Trump. And this one's interesting. She's separating with Trump from the right flank. So in most of these clips, she's been moderating on healthcare or the Epstein files. But in this one, she says that Donald Trump is too moderate on immigration. She wants to push right.
So I think that the American people deserve to be put first. That's what Make America Great Again meant to me. And I think that President Trump can do that if he refocuses his effort. And I think that's what I want to see. I think that's what the country wants to see. Even if he's attacking me, I do want him to be successful for the American people.
So you're, sounds like you're saying that he is not representing the MAGA movement that he started right now.
I can say that promoting H-1B visas to replace American jobs, bringing in 600,000 Chinese students to replace American students' opportunities in American colleges and universities, those are not America First positions.
Okay, now we're back to some really dumb shit here. That is absolutely America First. H-1B visas have been the most effective tool to attract top talent from different countries. You're not replacing work, it's additive. You are adding really high-skilled, high-level workers to our economy. Republicans will say in one breath that they just don't want illegal immigration. They say, we don't want illegal immigrants. If you come here the right way and you contribute to America, then we're fine with you. But that's a lie, because H-1B visa workers are coming here in the most proper way possible, through legal channels where they're oftentimes contributing to the R&D, the research and development of U.S. technology, of U.S. medicine. And isn't it good for the United States to be on the bleeding edge of technology and medicine? Wouldn't it be good for us to pull the smartest people away from our competitors like China or other countries? You pull the smartest people away from these countries into the United States labor pool, and boom, right now the U.S. economy doesn't have enough specialists to fit certain job markets. So we need to bring people in to help us fit those job markets. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene being confronted once again about extremist rhetoric that she has used in the past. The reason why, by the way, I'm putting so much attention on the Marjorie Taylor Greene press hits is because she represents a fracturing in the Republican Party that could really hurt the floor of Trump's approval rating. Trump's approval rating has always had this 33 to 35% floor of approval, right? But if Marjorie brings a wing of the party over to her side,
said, put a button on this, you regret the things that you have said and posted in the past, the Facebook post that was taken down of you in 2020 holding a gun alongside the squad, encouraging people to go on the offense against the socialists, liking a tweet of somebody calling for the execution of Nancy Pelosi and former President Obama, just examples.
Well, Dana, as you know, and many people know, I addressed that back in 2021. And of course, I never want to cause any harm or anything bad for anyone. So that was addressed back then. And okay, I very much stand by my words I said then, and I stand by my words today. I think America needs to come together and end all the toxic, dangerous rhetoric and divide. And I'm leading the way with my own example. And
That was a really weak answer from Marjorie Taylor Greene. No credit for that answer. She didn't apologize to anyone specifically, like the Pelosi's or like anybody she's contributed hate towards. She's only sitting there doing her own PR tour after she got hate from the MAGA fan base, the same fan base that she helped grow and enable and normalize in mainstream American politics, in Georgia state politics. She has helped MAGA grow. And now that she's like on the receiving end of the ire, she's sitting there with these broad sweeping statements about how rhetoric that's dangerous isn't that bad. Dude, 3 months ago, you were cheering Trump on as he was, you know, calling for crazy shit to happen to Obama or Nancy Pelosi or Paul Pelosi. So at the end of the day, of course, I don't want death threats to be sent towards Marjorie Taylor Greene's direction. I think that shit is awful. But when she goes on the apology tour after and says, this is not what American politics should be, excuse me if I'm a little bit hesitant to immediately accept her answers. I'll leave it there. I love you all, and peace out.